Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, today, or this week rather, I spoke about, really it was just an encouragement to women that God sees you where you are and God will use you where you are.
Yep.
Lately, I've had a number of people share with me their stories about what's happened in their life so far, and you would have had this too. Sometimes you're just amazed
at what God does, at their stories alone.
What they've had to deal with.
Yes.
Decisions they've had to make because they're looking after family or their friends. And I suppose I'm just almost even floored by the strength that we have, that God gives us to persevere in our situations. And that's where this encouragement really came from after people have been telling me their stories. Just this encouragement to say, God sees what you've been going through.
Yes.
Even if maybe you didn't have God with you, or you thought you didn't, you know, you weren't maybe actively consciously thinking about it, that God sees you and he knows your story.
Yes. Yes.
And that therefore God finds you where you are. I think sometimes we feel like maybe our journey didn't take us exactly where we thought. And so how can God find me here, or this is not what...
But God draws us near to exactly where we are. Mm. He does. He knows the journey we're on.
Mm.
And again, it might not have been our choice. It might not be God's choice.
Mm.
But he will still draw near to his beloved and where he is beloved.
Mm. Mm. And then the part that I really felt, I suppose, quite convicted about, and that I am passionate about, is that God uses you where you are, which means God uses you in your everyday. But I think sometimes we think that there's going to be this big moment in our lives that this is the moment that God uses me, you know, like it all comes up to this. Like that's what I used to think.
Maybe I also think it's because I remember as a little girl being overawed by the story of the conversion of Saul to Paul, that God floored him. That he was struck, you know, what, lightning coming out of the sky or, you know, and something that he was struck and lying helpless, I guess, because he went blind, helpless on the ground, and that Jesus was saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And just his, like, total change in life, direction. And that was a miracle unto itself. But like you've been sharing, God sees us in our ordinary everyday life. He draws near to us and comes to us and can perform a miracle in just the ordinary. Because it's him being there that makes it extraordinary. And maybe it will never be written in a passage in scripture where everyone reads about it. Maybe no one knows about it but you. But you do recognize the hand of God walking with you, being with you, sharing with you, sending help, sending courage, sending forgiveness, sending whatever God sends to you at the time.
I've just written down in my notes when I was preparing, never underestimate the place that you are. Never underestimate where God has placed you. And just as a reminder to me that where I am, God can use me and that he wants to use me. I don't have to be somewhere else, or I don't have to think, you know, in 3 years' time when I get, you know, my life back on track, or if I
finish my theology degree or whatever I've done,
I don't know, paying off the mortgage once the kids are through school or whatever,
then
God could use me.
No, God does it now.
He can do it now.
Yeah.
I read a quote from Mother Teresa, which I really love, and it says, wherever God has put you, that is your vocation. It is not what we do, but how much love we put into it. And I like that because it's not focused on let's say, job, career, even though God uses us in that, but it's where God has you now. It's about your love that you give to the people around you.
Yeah, and it reminds me of, I can't even remember the actor's name, but his sister had brain cancer and he wanted to help her as best as he could. He would have loved for the research, all that he was working through. And he doesn't talk about God at all, really, but all the stuff that he was trying to do to raise money so that she would stay alive. But the love that he had for his sister, that he would take up some sort of, I think he cycled on a unicycle all around Australia trying to raise money, that he would do it because of the drive of his love of his sister, that you might think that it's, you know, well, you know, people all the time trying to raise money for different things or whatever. But I was just driven by, it didn't stop even after his sister died.
Mm.
He continues to raise money for all those who still have that condition,
yeah.
You know, the tumours.
Mm.
I know particularly, I guess he's focusing on the brain cancer, but there's so many other cancers. But this drive of, if I can do this a little bit, I'm helping others.
Mm.
If I can, you know, do this little bit of extra and put up with the pain that he was in when he used to ride on this bicycle.
Mm.
He'd never done it before. He took up the challenge because it's for the better. It wasn't for himself. It was for better of his sister first, but then for others.
Mm.
And just this heart of the love for mankind.
Mm.
And then you extend that further. And the love that Jesus has for mankind, for us, you know, it makes the ordinary extraordinary.
Yeah.
And we all can do something.
Mm.
And even if it's not doing, praying, encouraging, you know, we need those who are, you know, like the people at home cooking the food for those who are out doing the things. We need the funds that people supply. We need the prayers, petitions, everything. We all have a place.
Yeah, and that's why I feel, God will use you where you are. And like the example I gave was, at the moment I have flexibility to look after my nieces and nephews so that others of my family can go do something. And you think, oh, you're just babysitting.
No, you're not.
But how much are you releasing someone else to go and do what
It's not just that. You're helping your sister-in-law, but you're also helping your nephews and nieces because you share love with them, you share God with them, you are God to them, with them.
Mm.
And you're sharing things in them that are really only you can provide for them, because God's placed you in that position.
Yeah. And I just think when we have that mindset of, wow, God, you're using me in this way.
Yes.
I think it opens us up more to what God's doing in our lives because we begin to recognize that.
Yes.
And it does make what you said there, the ordinary extraordinary.
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking this week for our weekly challenge that it would probably be good if we look at where we are and think about, where is God already using you? So if you think about the things that you may think are mundane, the babysitting, the dropping off food to someone, the off to work, having conversations just with people at work, what seems to be just the mundane
could be very important.
Could be where God, it makes me think, when I get a coffee in the morning, I stop at this cafe. The lady's not there anymore, but there used to be a lady there that my challenge that I gave myself was to always make her smile, because she always seemed a bit down.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes when you walk into a coffee shop and the person says, you know, how are you going today? I generally am like, oh, yeah, I'm good. And you ask them, and that every time I ask her, she's like, no, not having a good day. And I'm like, this is the lady making my coffee. I don't know. Often I find it's the other way around. They're the ones who are chirpy and trying to cheer you up, maybe with a coffee. So I like gave myself that little challenge, and I did it. I often could get her to, you know, not necessarily every day, but the what may seem like mundane is not.
No.
Like you could be bringing joy to someone, even if it was only for
extending
a little
love,
bit.
Encouraging.
And that's right. And it's about extending love and being Christ in the world, even without saying it.
Yes.
So therefore, the weekly challenge is: look at your life and where is God already using you? And maybe you haven't thought about it in that way before.
Open your eyes to see where God can and is using
you. That's right. Right. So we hope that that's really blessed you. We hope that you can really be, I suppose, even surprised and in awe of where God is already using you. And we hope that you have an amazing week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.